4ZGS, mobile and monitoring.
4ZGS and 4ZLK. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey there, Shane. How are you?
I'm doing well. I hope you are.
Yeah, man. I got in here earlier today. I actually heard you come in right as I was clearing out, but I'd already cleared out, so I heard you come in there earlier. But, I was on there earlier today trying to figure out what was going on with the Verizon Wireless. It's still going on. My wife and I still don't have any service, but came over to a friend's house and got on their Wi-Fi, and so got connected to the rest of the world for a minute, but ham radio saved the day this afternoon for me.
Did it give you a little taste of what can really happen? I'm on AT&T, so I didn't have any issue, but I did hear some people talking about it. I don't know what's going on, though.
Apparently, it's mostly like personal mobile devices. I've heard that it's less on the like business phone numbers or whatever. More so, it's like people's personal phone numbers. But I saw an outage map that covered pretty much the entire southeast and the entire eastern seaboard, and then like spotty places around the rest of the country. And I've heard conflicting reports that AT&T and T-Mobile also had some issues, but then I saw a statement that from T-Mobile and from AT&T saying that their networks were working optimally, so I guess it's just a Verizon thing. So anyway, that's as much as I know, but yeah, my cell phone's my only connection to the internet. I don't have internet at my house. And I don't have a landline, so when my cell phone went out, I was kind of in the dark until I got on my ham radio.
Start thinking about what might be necessary for backups and things like that. But yeah, it's crazy how much has changed since I was a young man, a teenager, early 20s. I mean, we just went. We had no connection. If there's a phone there, I'll call you when I get there and let you know I'm here.
Yeah, I'm 38, so I'm in that millennial category. I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s, and I remember the days when, you know, didn't have a cell phone. I remember my dad's first cell phone, but before that he had a beeper. So if I wanted to call my dad, I'd call his pager, and he'd call me back at the house, wherever he was at. So that was, so I remember those days, but yeah, had the connection to 4 and 5G for so long that once you don't have it anymore, it's like, oh, this is familiar, but from a long time ago.
Much of that. So much stuff relies on it now, too, unfortunately. We're so interconnected. But yeah, we thought it was cool. Same thing, my dad had a pager, and then as I started working, they would hand out pagers every day, and that's how they contacted us. If they needed us, they'd send the page, and we'd have, you know, the next place we came to that had a phone. Okay, can we borrow your phone? I got to call back into the office. But we thought that was up and coming technology then.
Yep. I remember using the pay phones with quarters, or if you didn't have any quarters, then like every other commercial on TV was about call and collect. So you call like 1010321 or something like that, and then you could get the person on the receiving end to pay 10 cents a minute to call or whatever. And I remember having to do that when I was a kid, like, you know, if my mom dropped us off at the movies or whatever, you know, using the payphone to call her back or whatever. But yeah, it's, I remember when I was a really little kid, my dad had a bag phone, and I thought that was cool. But yeah, everything's so connected now that it's, when it's not connected, it's a little bit disconcerting, for sure. KG4ZGS for ID.
And 4ZLK. Yeah, I was just thinking about that as you were talking. I'm trying to remember what I was thinking. I got distracted here. Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah. I remember we were newly married, and our phone service at the time, I think it was Bell South still before it became AT&T, and we got a calling card we could carry around in our pocket or in our wallet, and had a big, long 16-digit number, I think, and if you needed to make a phone call and didn't have quarters, you could call anywhere in the United States. You know, you just pick up the receiver on a payphone and dial that number, dial something, and then dial that number in, and then you could make a phone call. It was expensive, but, man, times have changed.
I remember those calling cards. I was kind of resistant to the smartphone. I had a cell phone that, well, for a while I had a BlackBerry, and then I just had flip phones for the longest time, and I didn't get a touchscreen smartphone until, I don't know, probably like 2015 or 2016 or something like that. So I was late to the game. Everyone else had their smartphones, and I was resisting that. I didn't want a smartphone for a long time, for the longest time, but, you know, now that I've had one for a while, you do get used to it.
It's why everybody walks around with it in their hands, but I had a flip phone for a long time, and I remember thinking when I got my first smartphone, I was like, I wish I could just go back to the flip phone, but once you cross over, there's really no going back because you start realizing how convenient it is for a lot of things.
Came over to my friend's house and used their Wi-Fi, and I saw a couple of stories about the outage, that it was widespread and, you know, whatever, the engineers are working on it. They didn't really seem to give a reason why there was an outage. It just said there's something wrong with the networks. So, but it didn't really seem to garner all that much news coverage, so I guess it's not that big of a deal currently, but it was definitely disconcerting this afternoon when I couldn't call my wife. So I was like, I gotta figure something out here. So anyway, I ended up making contact with her, and it's all good. But yeah, man, well, I just figured I'd holler back. I'm glad to hear you out there again, Shane. I heard you, like I said, I heard you earlier, but I was getting out of the car with my son, so I hope you have a good night, sir. N4ZLK from KG4ZGS. I might get on the net later on. I guess we'll see. We'll see what my family's doing. So, 73 is Bud, and thanks for getting back to me. Nice to talk to you.
Chris, I enjoyed it. I guess you're getting home there. Enjoy the QSO, and have a good evening. Always enjoy talking to you. We'll talk to you later. KG4ZGS, N4ZLK.
N6CLX.
Mike, N6CLS, N4ZLK. How are you?
N4ZLK, N6CL, NDX. I just met up with my old boss, had a beer, and talked about everything that we've missed. He retired, so just going over old stuff and new stuff. Now I'm on the way home.
Oh, very nice. That can be a good time. Was this at the? Are you still at the same company? Were you designing fans or building fans? I can't remember exactly what you do.
Yep, that's it. N6CLX, keep up with the repeater. Yeah, still there. I'll be there until they tell me to leave, I guess.
Talked about this before, but you don't have anything to do with those big-ass fans, do you?
I do look at them with Costco, places like that. I think they're pretty cool.
Took the rotors off of a helicopter, put them up there.
But we move air, but it's more industrial.
Those things will move some air, though. I've been in some warehouses, and they'll have one or two spaced out, and, man, you can really feel the movement.
Yeah. Well, especially in shows when I get bored. Our fans don't suck.
I'm just curious how much those things weigh, not yours, but the ones you were talking about. What kind of, you get something going like that, and I know they don't rotate at tremendous speeds because they can move some air. It's just the way they're designed, but I wonder how heavy those things really are.
That motor is the whole bottom unit. It may be a gearbox in there, but I think it's just a motor. Large pull motor, or maybe it's a DC motor. my guess is a few hundred pounds.
They're doing a good job. I mean, they're popping up in all the warehouses, major warehouses, so they must have a good thing going.
Competition, too, just like everyone else. Yeah, but those things do push air. I was under one in Costco a few months ago, and it felt mighty good.
I don't know if I've looked up to notice there in Costco. I don't know if Greenville's got one. I try not to go there very often, but I'm in there occasionally, and I've just never noticed.
Well, when you're standing in line to check out, look up. It's right there.
What it is I'm too busy watching out for all the entitled people that just butt their way around you and pull right out in front of you with their carts and don't even acknowledge you. I guess they feel like, well, I paid to shop here, so I should go first. I don't know. It's a different world there.
You can kind of judge it by how full the parking lot is, but yeah, that's how I feel. I'm just trying to get in and out without spending more than $100, but good luck with that.
I used to deliver and pick up there, so I knew a lot of the people that worked in the back, and also I'd have to come back in the afternoon and go to the the eyeglass counter, and also into the main office and into bookkeeping and pick up some stuff. So I got to know a lot of people there. And that was before we got a membership, and it was kind of because of that I got, you know, the really nice people. But there's still a couple there that I know when I see them, they remember me. And used to get my tires from there, but it became such a pain waiting on them to do your, even if you had an appointment, it didn't matter. And, you know, they'd have one person there at the desk, and you'd start talking to them about tires, and then the phone would ring, and they, next thing you know, they're on the phone and walking around and, you know, checking on tires. And, you know, I don't know, it just got ridiculous trying to spend 2 or 3 or 4 hours a day, or 4 hours there, just trying to get tires put on your car.
Ex-boss, my retired boss, that's just tonight. We were both agreeing. It's just nowadays it's just incredible trying to get someone to work on the house, work on the car, do something. It's expensive and it's time consuming.
They don't make it easy either, especially on the vehicles, the newer vehicles. But yeah, I'm doing some stuff. I got to go pull a permit tomorrow for what I'm going to do with my deck. If I was just redecking it, it would be one thing, but I'm putting a roof on it too, and probably going to screen it in, so I got to go get a permit for that, which seems a little ridiculous, but I guess I can understand, you know, wanting to make sure everything's structurally sound.
And, I don't know, about 8 years ago when I redid our deck, I wasn't planning on it until the neighbor down the street comes up and says, "Hey, you going to get a permit?" I just looked at him and said, "Yeah, Ray, I wasn't going to, but I am now."
Yeah, it's funny. I understand it definitely for certain things. To make sure, you know, things aren't just thrown willy-nilly, but of course I also have done a lot of this stuff. You know, I kind of know what I'm doing from years ago, but anyway. Oh, well, Mike, enjoyed it. I'm going to look at some more stuff here. That's what I was doing, some paperwork, printing out some stuff for that. Also, and I'll let you go. Hope you have a good evening, and nice to hear you tonight. Thanks for the call. N6CLX, N4ZLK.
Hey there, Shane. Good to talk to you. I don't hear Patrick around very often, at least not when I'm driving. But he's around. I just don't hear him since he gave up the tool truck. And but thanks for the cue, so have a good evening. N4ZLK, this is N6CLX, and I'll hang out.